There are hopes that the current truce between Israel and Hamas could be further extended, with talks being held in Qatar about a possible new deal. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is warning more people could die from disease than from the Israeli bombardment of Gaza if its health system is not urgently repaired. Margaret Harris is spokesperson from the World Health Organization, and she joins us now. Very good afternoon to you, Margaret Harris, and thank you for speaking to us today.
Good afternoon.
Now, I think it's the case that the WHO has had staff on the ground, certainly since these this cessation took effect. What are you hearing about the situation in relation to the spread of disease and the capacity of the health system in Gaza to deal with that?
Well, certainly every day the fighting stops is a day in which we've got more opportunity to help the health system gain back some of its ability to serve the people. So, for instance, at the worst stage, we only had 8 hospitals functioning. Now we've got 15 that are partially functioning, including 3 in the north. Even Al-Shifa, because it received fuel, has been able to reactivate its dialysis service and serve those people. So if the hospitals can get back, then the people with all the chronic conditions, and there are 350,000 such people in Gaza, can get the continuing treatment they need. But if we go back to the fighting, if we go back to the destruction and go back to the siege status where we've got no fuel, no water, no food, then those people will be at severe risk of dying of their disease, as we said.
So Gaza now is wholly dependent, is it, on aid, whether it's in the form of fuel, whether it's in the form of medicines, whether it's in the form of water. The conditions for survival do not exist unless that aid gets through.
That's right, because the commercial supplies, which were a normal thing during normal times, are just not getting in. The only thing that's getting in at the moment is aid, and it's only coming through one crossing, the Rafah crossing, and that crossing was designed actually for people. You know, that's a border crossing that you would normally go cross if you're a traveller, not to take huge amounts of supplies. So we also want to see the other crossings into Gaza open so that much, much more aid can get in.
Could I just ask you a question before I let you go in relation to this pneumonia outbreak in China, which is obviously causing some concern in this part of the world? Now, the Chinese are saying that this isn't an unusual or novel pathogen, but is it a cause for concern?
Well, any respiratory outbreak anywhere is a cause for concern, especially if it's causing your hospital systems to be overwhelmed. And then again, putting at risk your management of other things. But at the moment, Chinese health authorities have been in touch with us and have been giving us full details. And it does seem that there is not any mystery pathogen, that this is a combination of a surge in a number of different respiratory pathogens, but particularly mycoplasma.
All right. And they're saying it's actually partly a consequence of opening up society again there post-COVID.
Exactly. And we did see this in other countries, that you've got a large group of people, particularly children, who what we would call as immunologically naive. Their systems just haven't encountered any of these viruses in small amounts, and then they suddenly encounter them in quite large amounts, and they don't have the capacity to fight them off so well.
All right. There we leave it. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization, thanks indeed for talking to us.